when Simen Shin Aleph, we're up to Sif Mem Dalid, and we'll be going through Mem Vav. Mem Dalid, Habola Hatzel Kelov Mipnei Hadleika, someone whose house is on fire and wants to save his clothing. Lovish Koma Sheyochel Lilbosh Va'otiv Koma Sheyochel Latov, he can put on whatever clothing, whatever hats he wishes. Uposhet V'chozer V'lovish Umotzi, he can then take them off, go back, and bring more clothing. So even though there's a machlokus in this, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah Paskin Lamaisa, that you're allowed to come back and forth as many times as you want to and just keep putting on more clothing. Sif Memhei, Mi Shenoshru Kelov Bamayim, someone's whose clothing got wet, got soaked, Holech Behem, he's allowed to walk in them, Ve'ena Chosh Hashem Alovel De'Shchita, he's allowed to walk in them and does not have to worry about his coming Lidei Shchita, that he's going to go and wring them out, because Chazal did not aser a person's clothing on him. The poskim say that not only are you allowed to continue walking in them, but if these are your only clothing, you're allowed to put them on even after you remove them. But you have to make sure not to shake them out. Further, v'lo yishtochem l'nagvein, whereas he should not spread them out to dry, mipnei maris ha'ayin, because of maris ha'ayin, shlo yichashdu shekipsam b'shabbos. Because the people will think that maybe he washed his clothing on Shabbos. Not only that, v'afilu b'chadrei chadorim shein shamroim aser. Chazal asrud maris ayin even in chadrei chadorim. So first the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that let's say in the days of cloth diapers, you have a diaper that's not clean and you just want to hang it up, it should dry out. But it's not at all clean, so there everyone sees you didn't wash it. That there's certainly no problem yet. There's no problem in, but if you do it next to the oven, you have to worry about bishul, and we'll see that a little later. The halacha is that since we're dealing with shat for the malach of malabin, which is a daraisa, then there's a low plug even in chadrei chadorim. Whereas in an isidra bonon, where the maris ayin is that you did an isidra bonon, there Chazal only asked it for Hesya, but in Chadri Chadorim it's Mutter. Further, V'lo osu el l'shotcham b'Shabbos, they only asked to actually hang them up on Shabbos. Avon l'shotcham me'erev Shabbos, kelem ha'mechubosam e'nechav l'salkom b'Shabbos. If you hung out your laundry before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it there over Shabbos. It's only the act of hanging it that makes it look like you washed them on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Erev Shabbos towel, you should make sure to hang up before Shabbos comes in, because on Shabbos you have this gzera, you're not allowed to hang it to dry because it looks as if you washed it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you need it for Shabbos and you forgot to hang it up, you could be makel bein hashmashes. Further, mem vav, begadim hashruyim b'mayim, clothing that's soaked in water. Also, l'nagvam samuch la'esh, you're not allowed to hang them to dry near the fire for two reasons. One is bishul, if it gets yad soledes, and the second is malabein. Because if you have wet clothing that are standing near heat, we say that that helps clean them. And this is, the halacha is that this is even if you have a little bit of water in them. Because we'll see, there's an isser of, there's a chash schita if they're very wet. But if they're just a little bit damp, you don't have to worry about it. But by putting out in front of the fire, both with regard to bishul as well as malabing, a little bit of water is enough. Similarly, if someone is wearing a wet clothing on Shabbos, he shouldn't stand by the fireplace because he can be over bishul or malabing. Paches, then miyat soledes, if it's not yat soledes, then it would be mutter if there's no problem of hanging out clothing on Shabbos, which we said was also because of Maris Ayin. Says the Ramon now, Hagav v'osor l'taltalam, wet clothing on mukta, shema yovel edei schita, because you can come to wring them out. V'hu shemakbet al neimav, that's only if you're makbet that you don't want these things to be wet. Va'osur leilech b'shabbos v'magim shuchal lahachlik v'lipa l'mayim shem yishru kele v'yavah leislich schita. You're not allowed to go in a place where you may fall into the water, and then you'll come lidei schita. Now, lahalacha, the isur tiltul is only when they're very wet. If they're just damp, that's not a problem. But as far as makbid al-meimav, that means if you really anything that you really want dry, this halacha wouldn't apply to. Meaning there it would be aser. So we'll see a little bit later just what's included in this.